Welcome back, everybody. This is the eBay Auction Tips Task Force with Tim Knox and your co-host. That's me, Scott Patton. Hey, Tim, how are you doing today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Awesome. And the topic of the day is actually the way that you and I do these podcasts together, because you're down in Alabama and I'm up in British Columbia, Canada, and we're not on the phone, are we?
No, we're not.
We're not. And the sound is way better. Our listeners, you know, you're listening to sound quality that's way better than it would be if we were on our phones. Yeah. And we've listened to enough phone interviews to know that, right? And we're using a tool that is owned by eBay. In fact, eBay bought this company a little while ago. I'm not sure. How long ago was it, Tim?
They bought them, how long has it been? It's been probably
about a year.
It's been
6 months.
Probably 6 months to a year. Yeah.
6 months to a year. Yeah.
Yeah. And in internet time, that's like an hour ago.
I thought in internet time that was like 10 years ago.
Well, maybe so. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah. They bought them. Paid. They got them for a song. They got them for $2.6 billion with a B dollars.
Wow.
And the company wasn't that old, but it's just the technology was so incredible that eBay jumped on it.
Yeah, and it gives us the opportunity to call for free, basically, anywhere in the world, as long as somebody else has the same program. And, of course, what we're talking about is Skype. And what are some of the reasons that you would think that eBay would want to add? I mean, eBay bought PayPal, right?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden it's got that payment processor part of its auction house figured out. And it seems to me that one of the reasons why they would want to have Skype would be so that the buyers and the sellers can communicate for free.
Well, I think you're right. I mean, there's got to be some underlying motive there, because eBay doesn't do an acquisition of this magnitude without having something in the back of their mind.
Right.
So, I think when they buy, you know, their e-commerce platform with the payment system, and now I think you're right. They're buying a communications medium, and I think you're going to see eBay actually integrate Skype into the platform somehow. You know, if I'm looking at a product, maybe I'm looking on eBay Motors to buy a car, and I want to talk to the seller of that car, maybe there's a Skype Me Now button right there on the auction page that lets me just click and immediately call that seller if they're online.
Yeah,
so I think they're going to integrate the Skype platform into the eBay system.
I totally agree. I mean, and it's so simple to do, right? You've got, they already know who the seller is, and now they know what your Skype address would be, right? I mean, you just have to attach the two,
right?
And then to be automatically put this up, and you can, it'll probably have something on your Skype thing that, you know, if you're, well, it does, you can have it as a way, don't disturb, Skype Me, right? So you click it to Skype Me, and people just, that's the other thing that's really cool about this. This is a way for people to connect with other people in real time, voice to voice, and network, right? So
right.
There's actually a feature on Skype that I think is really cool called Skype Me, which is just, you know, if you want to talk to somebody in Brazil, you can do a search in Skype for Brazil people that have their thing set to Skype Me. And then they just want to talk to people, right? So you click, you know, you click on that and you say, hi, I'm Scott from Canada. You're Jose from Brazil. What's new, right? And, I mean, that's not the way I... I go to a party. Even if I know everybody, I sit in the corner for half an hour and get acclimatized, right? You know, I'm not the most that type of outgoing person, in my private life. So I can't imagine actually doing that. But on the other hand, I have had people send me their contact information, and I haven't got a clue who they are, how they found me, or whatever. And, you know, and I'll accept it because I'm not unfriendly, and I'll email them back or send a message back saying, you know, who are you? Do we know each other or what? You know, and sometimes I do know them, and sometimes I've had conversations with people that I have no idea who they are, never met them before, and sort of developed a little bit of a friendship with. So Skype kind of adds a whole new multi, connecting aspect, I think, to eBay. And I think you're quite right. I think we'll see that as the people that are on the leading edge of using all the bells and whistles of eBay are going to have these Skype Me buttons for more information. I think the other reason that people will be using Skype is for customer service.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I buy a DVD, right, and I get it, and I put it in my player, and it's got a big scratch on it or whatever. Well, you can email the guy, or you could just, click on I think it'll come to, click on this button and Skype him and say, oh, man, I got this problem. Or, you get something, you don't know how to put it together, or you get something, you don't know how to make it work, right, and you call a customer service as opposed to the email.
Because I don't even think you'll have to go to Skype. I actually think the button will be right there on eBay. You know how they've got the little About Me button out there now,
mm-hmm,
next to the
mm-hmm,
username?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's going to be a Skype Me button right next
yep.
to that.
Yep.
And what it does, I mean, it's a great opportunity for you to talk directly with a potential customer and develop a relationship.
And upsell
person.
Them.
And upsell them, exactly right, yeah.
Yeah, and I need to get a DVD cleaner, and just go to my store and buy it, and there it is, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I'm more likely to do that to somebody who's been helpful and helped me out than to go to the local store
right.
at that point, right? I also think, and I was just thinking of this too, when I buy something, I in my eBay section, right, it has a list of everything I've bought. Right there will probably be you've got the feedback bar and everything else, and you'll probably have a little Skype Me button icon there as well, so that rather than me trying to figure out, where this person is or whatever, I can just go to my eBay, there's all my products, and then click on the button and leave a Skype message. The other thing, too, is we're talking about Skype in terms of talking, right, as a telephone, but it's also a chat program, right, because before we get online, I always send you a chat message, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, are you there? Yep, great. Okay, you ready to start? Yep, okay, I'll call you. And then I call you and away we go. So, and if we've got something, we don't want to necessarily talk, we don't need to, I can just, Skype you a question or, send you a question through the chat, you answer it and we're done, right? So it's a very easy way to either text message or talk via voice, because sometimes we need to speak to communicate because whatever we're typing just isn't making sense to the other person, and sometimes it's easier just to send a little quick message and away you go, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So it's multifaceted, and I don't think it'll be very long before it's, if it's not already, because we're not the Skype experts, but before you'll be able to attach your little camera I've got one of these little cameras that attach to my computer, and you'll be seeing me talking through Skype, so now all of a sudden you got the face-to-face part of it as well, right? Did that make any sense?
Yep, that makes perfect sense.
Okay.
It's something else we ought to talk about, Scott, is recording a Skype conversation and using that on eBay, because that's something you're an expert at using Skype to actually record, teleseminars and audio, right?
That's right. At this point in time, Skype doesn't come with it already. They should have thought of adding it to the program, but they haven't. And there are there's probably more than two, but there are two programs that I'm aware of that are basically plugins. You just install them and you let Skype will then come up and say, this program is trying to use Skype. Is it okay? And you go, yes. And then every call you make, those two programs will record it. Now, one is called, I think, Pamela, and I didn't have a lot of success with it. I didn't really like it that much. And I can't really tell you why. It just, sometimes you just, I like roses, I don't like tulips, I didn't like Pamela. Power Grammo was the one that I liked when I used it. And it's both of them are free, and there is a paid version. And the Power Grammo paid version is very, very expensive, so you really want to think twice before you get it. It's $19.99. And the advantage, what I like about it, is the free version will only record a half an hour. Now, usually, for using it on recording an interview with somebody that you're going to put on your eBay auction, I think half an hour is way too long. It should be like 10 minutes, right?
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to be doing podcasts like we are, sometimes we get into some really interesting stuff at minute 29, and then we lose it all because it just sort of stops, right? So the free version has unlimited time. It's just as long as you've got space on your hard drive. And the other thing I like about it, because you'll notice when you're listening to this, that one of us is in one ear and the other is in the other ear. So it's a stereo recording. And I really like that. Mm-hmm. And if you do the free version, it's a mono recording. So it's both of us are coming out of both speakers. So it's kind of nice to do the stereo recording. It's kind of nice to be able to go as long as you want. And for a mere $19.99, who cares? www.powergramo.com. And you just, it's an excellent way to record. And, you know, like I said, we're thousands of miles apart. I've recorded conversations with people in England and Australia, and usually there's no problem. Actually, the only time I've ever had problems is with someone in California, but they had a wireless Skype type phone or something. And I think, you know, if they just plugged their headset into the computer and done it that way, it would have been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Which is another thing that Skype is coming out with. They're actually coming out with their own phone, I believe, that you can have it just like you've got a phone at home. You can have one of these phones. You can call phone numbers through Skype, and people on the phone can call you through Skype. So it's all just like everything else. It's all integrating, right? And
yeah, well, talk about how people could actually take that recording, though, and use it on eBay. I mean, that's the thing to me that's so interesting is you can use a Skype or use Skype to make a recording and actually do a couple of things with it. You can create a product out of it. You know, if you're interviewing someone, you could create an audio product. Or if you have a product that requires some explanation, you can, you know, create an audio of that, and then you can integrate that audio right in your eBay auction. You can actually put audio in the auction itself, or you can put audio on your, you know, your About Me page or your eBay blog page or the other one. So, you know, you can use Skype to record the audio, then save that audio out, and then turn around and actually either sell it on eBay as a product or mm-hmm. use it as a way to do customer service or to become a sales tool.
Well, and you know, you're starting to get my mind thinking about this, right?
Because, well, that's my job.
You know, a lot of the products that people sell on eBay, particularly if they're new, there's a lot of competition, right? Like, say you wanted to sell a microphone or a DVD player or, you know, a fishing rod. And how do you differentiate yourself from everybody else? Well, here's how you can make a bonus, right? Like, let's say you're selling golf clubs and you're able to get the local golf pro to give you, you know, four tips on putting, and you're going to sell a putter, right? You can have it as a bonus, right? You know, you buy this Ping putter, you know, the winner will get a free, you know, half-hour audio lesson from Joe Woods, you know, Tiger's cousin, on how to putt. It differentiates you from everybody else, makes what you've got a little more unique, a little more valuable. And, you know, we don't talk about this a lot on the eBay side, but on the internet marketing side, many times people will buy our products, our information products, because of the bonus, not necessarily because of the product. You know, I've had a lot of people say to me, you know, that they bought the Internet Marketing Center's product because of this great bonus that it had, and that's what they really wanted. And the only way mm-hmm. to get it was to buy the product, right? So having bonuses on your eBay auction for the winners, I think, could be, you know, a very powerful tool. And I don't know, I don't see a lot of that when I'm surfing eBay.
Well, yeah, you know, the thing about it is a lot of the people on eBay are not taking full advantage of things like this.
Right.
You know, you and I have been preaching, you know, the podcast and the audio stuff for a long time, but a lot of people just have not caught on, and they don't understand, you know, the power of, you know, audio and video. You know, there was a friend of mine had a guitar for sale, and he actually did a test. He put up an auction that just had, like, a picture of the guitar and a little bit of text. Then he did a second sales page with video of the guitar and actual audio of the guitar being played, and the guitar sold faster and for almost double the price of the other one.
So that today's today's podcast episode tells you how to sell faster and double your sales.
There you go.
I remember you telling me that story quite a while ago, and yeah, and people don't. I mean, and here's the thing, right? If you're gonna sell a lot of the same type of product, right? Or sometimes people will keep putting up the same product, right? Why not do something once, and then you can use that recording over and over and over again? It's not like, you know, you've got to put it onto, burn it onto a CD and send it. People, you can have it as a free download, right? Tim?
Yep, I lost you there for just a minute, Scott. I didn't hear the last thing you said. You went blank on me.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, now that I've said it, I forgot what I said. Are you still there?
What, one of the men, it's okay for, I'm here, I'm going in and out 10 seconds or so, but I'm still here.
Oh, good.
every now and then Skype hits a speed bump, but it's rare.
Yeah, it's very, like I've done probably 40 or 50 Skype calls with recording, and this is probably the second time where I've had a problem with someone going in and out. So that gives you an idea of how reliable the service is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What I was saying was, if you've got a product that you're going to sell over and over and over again, you take 10, 15, 20 minutes and make an audio bonus or an audio description, and then you can use that over and over and over again, and it sets you so much apart from everybody else. It's not funny.
Yeah, it really does. If you just take advantage of this stuff, you'll be doing what 98% of the other eBay sellers are not doing. You know, but use it wisely. Use it as a sales tool and as a customer relations tool. Don't do it just to be funny. If the audio doesn't really add anything to the quality of the auction, don't do it. But
right.
If you use it wisely, you'll find that it really will help the auction sell better.
That's exactly right. Just like everything else, and you really want to test it out. I thought what your friend did was great. You know, here's a guitar picture, here's a guitar video audio. Oh, sold faster and for twice as much. Okay,
right.
That tells me something, and that's what you want to do always, is keep testing and testing and testing, right?
Exactly, and it's easy to do, and that's the cool part about this. The audio is so easy to create. I mean, basically, you just, you know, you put on a headset and talk to someone.
That's right, just like we do, right? And
it's
have
really
some fun.
Simple.
Have some fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if we can do it, yeah.
That's right. Because we're about the...
All right.
You know, we're technophobes.
That's a great
here. All right, well, thanks, Tim. Since you're cutting in and out, I think this is a good time to close off this particular podcast episode. I want to thank all of our listeners for joining us. Hopefully this has been helpful. Head over to ebay.podomatic.com. Leave some comments. Got any questions for Tim or myself? You can leave them there as well. And if you're listening to this through iTunes, click on the little picture. We are actually number 2 or 3 in iTunes for the term eBay.
Cool.
So we're very, very excited about that. And if you click on our little picture, you'll go to the iTunes page and you can actually leave a review. And we'd appreciate you leaving as many good, positive 5-star reviews as you can, because that also helps us to stay near the top and get this great free information out to as many people as we can. That's our mission. So you've been listening to the eBay Auction Tips Task Force with Tim Knox and Scott Patton. Tim, as usual, the last word is yours.
How's
good
that?
Good one.
That's my favorite word today, Scott. Now, you guys just get Skype. Give this a try. And it's just so easy to do. And I'm sure if they have any problems, you would be more than willing to help.
Absolutely. Just leave a comment over at ebay.podomatic.com, and the program sends me an email saying you left a comment. I'll figure it out and get back to you.
Cool. All right,
All right.
man.
Talk to you later. Thank you, Tim.
All right, take care, buddy.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.